For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
You're listening to a special encore presentation of In the House with Ken and Jared.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, In the House with Jared on News 1045 WOKV.
Hello, good morning. That's right. Welcome in the house. Your home improvement questions are answered right here, right now. Love for you to be a part of the show this morning. My name is Jared Mellick. I own a business called Universal Roof and Contracting. Throughout the week, we primarily help people with their roofing, siding, and window needs, and then come in and answer your home improvement questions on the weekend. Would love for you to be a part of it. Any type of home improvement question is okay. Even though I primarily focus on roofing, siding, and windows, I'm actually a general contractor, and so any type of home improvement question is all right. I've done a home improvement radio show now for about 18 or 19 years, and have owned businesses that focus on all types of home improvement. Even though I only focus on roofing, siding, windows, now I actually can answer a pretty fair amount of home improvement questions. So would love for you to be a part of the show. If you want to give us a call today, it's a great day to do it. 340-1045. Again, 340-1045. Also, if you're shy and don't like the sound of your voice on the radio, or perhaps you just don't want to talk this morning, but you still want your question answered, you can also email a question. You can do that by doing that at questions@universalroofjacks.com or questions@inthehouseshow.com. They both go to the same place, which is my cell phone, and I will read and answer that question live on the air. So if you want to do that, you can do that instead of calling with a question if you want. Again, that's questions@universalroofjacks.com. All right, so today on the show, on my talk agenda, I plan on chatting with some of you. I plan on answering a couple email questions that I've gotten, and then we're going to talk a little bit about roofing. You know, this is the best time of year to replace your roof. It's considered the off season, and so it's a great time of year to get your roof replaced. A lot of people still have storm damage that they need fixed, and we can help with that. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about water intrusion a little bit later on in the show as well. But the best part of this show, let's face it, it's definitely not me. It is you, our great listener. So give me a call when you get a chance here. It is 340-1045. All right, let's go to Jeff at the beaches. Jeff, you are in the house. How can we help you?
Yeah, I've been doing some research on the spray foam for insulation, and mm-hmm. I was just curious, if I happen to get a leak and I have to replace the plywood underneath the shingles, will I have to, redo the spray foam on the backside, will the plywood just come off of the foam, or?
No, the plywood, if you have spray foam, usually the spray foam is attached to the underside of the plywood. So it's installed on the attic level, the ceiling of the attic, which would be the underside of the plywood of the roof deck. And so, yeah, if that plywood has to be replaced for any reason in the future, then that spray foam is going to come up with it. So basically what would have to happen we've had to replace plywood and spray foam attics. So basically what you have to do is you have to cut the spray foam off just to even release the plywood. open cell versus closed cell when it comes to the spray foam. The closed cell is harder to actually cut and remove than what the open cell is. With the open cell, you know, you can break it and remove it easier. It's just structurally not as sound. But either way, it has to be cut prior to removing that plywood. You pull the plywood out, and the spray foam is going to come with it, and then you need to reapply the spray foam back to the underside of that plywood after it's installed.
Is the spray foam better insulation than regular insulation, or, I mean, it's like, I'm just trying to save some money.
Yeah, I mean, It is better, but it's also, it's like saying, are apples better than oranges? You know, I mean, some people think so and some people don't, and it depends on what you're in the mood for. I like apples and oranges, right? And so, you know, spray foam is a type of insulation, right? And there's scenarios where I think spray foam is a really, really good option. And then there's times where spray foam is not the best option. And so, you know, the thing is if you have an insulation company and all they do is spray foam, well, guess what? The best solution is every time, spray foam. And so what I find is that if you're building a new house, you know, spray foam is a great way to do it, right? It's a, you know, you're designing the home from the start to handle spray foam. And, you know, then you can build the HVAC system, and you can add, you know, fresh air intake to the home and all of those things. But if you have an existing home and it wasn't, when it was built, it wasn't designed to have spray foam, then doing it as a retrofit is actually pretty involved, and if you don't do it right, you could be causing some additional problems. So there's a mistake that I see people make is that, you know, let's say they have a house that's built in the 80s or 90s. The HVAC system only has a central return or two central returns, and then they do spray foam. They could actually have some moisture problems throughout the house, and if you don't have enough fresh air intake, then you know you don't have an area for clean air to be able to come in, then it could actually cause some mold issues because the house was designed to be ventilated, and then you're closing off that ventilation. So there's times where spray foam is great, and there's times where I wouldn't recommend it.
Wow, man, that's very enlightening. I didn't know about the trap move. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so if your house was, so the reason is, and I'll get into that in maybe a little bit more detail here, just so that you and people understand, that the houses typically are ventilated for years and years and years and years, I mean hundreds of years. Everything was designed to be ventilated. So the principle was is that the insulation would go at the ceiling level, and then you had ventilation above that to allow the air and the hot air to escape. And so inside the house, we have, you know, we have moisture, right? It's body heat from cooking, from bathing. All of those things create moisture on the inside of the home. Well, understand that a spray foam insulation, not only does it restrict heat flow from one area to the other, that's why it works as an insulation, but it's also an air blocker. That's part of why it's a better insulation, is because not only does it block the heat, but it also blocks the air. Well, and some of them are actually vapor barriers as well. And so what happens is that all of that heat, moisture gets trapped on the inside of the home. And if you don't have some way for that to get out, if you're taking a house that was designed to be ventilated and then trapping everything inside and don't have a way to move the air and don't have a way to get that moisture out, you're trapping that moisture on the inside of the home. Now, you're also stopping a lot of the heat from coming through from the outside, which is great. That's what you want insulation to do. But you have to take care of the moisture issue, and you have to take care of the fresh air in order for it to work properly. So, there's some great spray foam guys that understand that concept and are going to do it right. And then there's some other spray foam guys that, you know, every time that somebody calls them for spray foam, they're just going to go install spray foam and not worry about those other areas. They're not going to worry about how the house breathes. So.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Yep, no problem.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying either. I'm not anti-spray foam. My house that I live in has spray foam. So I'm not anti-spray foam at all. In fact, I'm pro-spray foam. Like, I think spray foam is a great option. I think it really, really is. I just want to make sure that everybody's taking it in consideration. And understand that when I bought my house, it did not have spray foam in it. And so what happened was is that I did a remodel, and I decided that I would add spray foam. So what did I have to do in order to do that? One, I had to remove all the old insulation that was in my house, because understand that it had a ventilation system. It had insulation at the ceiling level. And so you don't want to have two separate systems. You don't want to have a house that's designed for two separate systems. You don't want that's designed for a ventilation system and then just remove it and close it off. So a couple things that I had to do. One, I had to remove the old insulation that was there. Second thing that I had to do is close off all of the ventilation on the home. So the soffits all had ventilation. I had gable vents that had ventilation, so those had to be closed off. Next thing is that my HVAC system was about 12 years old, and it did not have a fresh air intake, and then I only had one return throughout the house. So understand that if I removed the ventilation system and didn't modify the HVAC system, then what would happen is I would have cold, damp, or hot, damp air throughout the house that wasn't ventilated. So I had to add returns to every single room, and then also added returns to the attic area. Because understand that now the attic is semi-conditioned. It actually, I have to move air in the attic in order to get the HVAC system to actually move air throughout the house. The other thing that I had to do is I had to make sure that the bad air that's on the inside of the home and the moisture, that it had somewhere to escape. And so that moisture is impossible to stop, right? I mean, it just us being in the house, our bodies are 90% moisture, right? So we breathe out air, that air that, you know, if our house is so tight that air doesn't have somewhere to go, then that's a problem. And the moisture has to have somewhere to be able to go. You have to recirculate the air. You have to get fresh air in from outside. If the house is closed so tight that no fresh air is coming in, that is a problem. Now, if you have too much air coming in, that's a problem. And if you have not enough air coming in, that's a problem, right? So you have to make sure that you have a recirculation of air in the home. And so planning that is what you want to do. And so the old method of just, you know, everything being ventilated, everything being open is not very energy efficient. But when we close everything up and make it so tight that no air can come in, that's a problem too. So the idea is that we want to plan a home so that the right amount of air actually comes in, that you have good recirculation, and that you have a nice, clean, fresh air that's coming in from the outside. All right. So that music means I got to take a break. If you have a home improvement question, give me a call, 340-1045. Again, 340-1045. You're listening to In the House on News 104.5 WOKV. Hey, welcome back. In the House, your home improvement questions are answered right here, right now. Any type is okay with me, whether it's a flooring issue, roofing, siding, windows, structural issues. Maybe you're thinking you're seeing some settling or cracking somewhere. You want to know whether or not it's a problem. Maybe you're thinking about replacing your floors. You want to know what's the difference between hardwood and engineered. Maybe you're thinking about doing some sort of repairs at your house, and you want to know how to choose the contractor and what questions to ask. Really anything having to do with home improvement. I'm a licensed general contractor as well as roofing contractor, and can answer most home improvement questions. So you can call 340-1045. You can also email me questions at universalroofjacks.com or questions at inthehouseshow.com. Both of those go straight to me, and I'll be able to answer those live on the air. I had a customer a few weeks ago went over to take a look at something at their home, and that something was fine. And I noticed that there was some wood rot on the outside of the house. And I said, hey, you know, you need to, you know, make sure you take care of this, you know, this section over here where it's rotted. And they said, oh, yeah, I just need to repaint that. It's not a big deal. And I'm like, no, it's a big, you know, it's a big deal. Wood rot on the outside, understand that's an area for moisture to come in. And it's a sign that moisture is coming in already. Moisture gets in within the wood fibers, and many times that moisture comes from the outside. A lot of times it actually comes from above or somewhere else, and it's getting into the wood itself. And so if you have wood rot on the outside, it's a good idea to go ahead and handle that quickly. Because that is an area, the siding is an area where water can come in, and water intrusion is not a good idea. We ended up actually repairing that section of wood on that house, and sure enough, there was signs of moisture that were coming in behind it. And fortunately, it had gotten on the edge of the floor, but it was under the trim section, and so, you know, it wasn't bad enough where additional repairs had to be done. There was some on the back of the drywall in that area, but there was a small section of drywall that had to be replaced. But, you know, so fortunately in that scenario, they caught it early, but if I hadn't pointed it out, they wouldn't have. And so I just, you know, thought it would be a good idea to mention that, you know, the wood rot on the outside, don't let it go. It is a sign that moisture is coming in. It's, you know, when we have moisture problems in the home, that can cause mold issues. And you always want to stop it earlier. You want to make sure that the outside of your home is well protected. You know, so that's why we have a tendency to focus on the outside. Us as our business, we're focusing on roofing, siding, and windows. We're focused on keeping the water outside of your home. It's fine when it's raining outside. It's a problem when it's raining inside. And so you want to make sure that you keep that home protected through the roofing, siding, and window portion of your home. If there's anything that we can do to help with that, if you're thinking about replacing your roof, or you've had storm damage, or you've had a leak and you don't know where it is or how to fix it, my business, Universal Roof and Contracting, we'd love to help you with that. For any roofing needs, give us a call at 495-0948. Again, 495-0948. And that's the number to dial in order to, if you call my office, we'll answer the phone, set up a time for one of our estimators to come out to take a look at it. Again, that's 495-0948. All right, that music means I need to take a break. When we get back, more home improvement talk. Line open for you, 340-1045. You're listening to In the House on News 104.5 WOKV. Hey, welcome back. In the House, your home improvement questions are answered. Give us a call, 340-1045. Again, 340-1045. And we will answer those home improvement questions live today to answer your home improvement questions. You can also email me a question to questions@inthehouseshow.com or questions@universalroofjacks.com. I want to take a moment and talk to you about Renewal by Anderson. You know, Renewal by Anderson, they're the window replacement division of Anderson Corporation, and they focus on replacement windows and doors. And, you know, the thing is that window and doors are just such a critical part of the exterior of the home. Make sure you don't get water in, to make sure that your home is energy efficient. And so if you have old, drafty windows, the best company to use to replace those is Renewal by Anderson. That is all they do, is window and door replacement. It is designed to replace existing windows and doors. So they're not taking a stock window and then trying to fit it in or modify your opening. What they're doing is they are specifically ordering a window or door that is specifically made for that opening. And they do a really, really good job. You know, it used to be that the only options that you had is, you know, wood or vinyl or aluminum. And over 25 years ago, Anderson invented a material called Fibrex. and it's a composite material, and it's part wood fiber and then part copolymers. And basically what they did is they invented a wood window, or what looks like a wood window, that doesn't rot. And so it looks like a painted wood window, except you get the advantage of a material that doesn't actually rot. And so they do a really, really good job, and it's Renewal by Anderson. And they have an incentive for our listeners. And so if you're thinking about replacing your windows and doors, they'll give you 20% off the entire order. You have to call this exact phone number. That's how they track it, is by if you call this exact phone number, then they'll give you 20% off the entire order. And it's 222-8064. Again, 222-8064. And let them know that you heard about it on In the House, and they'll give you 20% off the entire order, not just the material, not just the labor, everything, labor and material, everything, 20% off the entire order. And that's, again, 222-8064. The glass that they have is very energy efficient. The installation method, they do the whole process from start to finish, so it doesn't have an installation clause in the warranty. And most manufacturers of windows say, oh yeah, we have a warranty, but if it's installed wrong, it's not covered. Well, Renewal by Anderson installs it. They make it, they ship it, they install it. So there is no installation clause in the warranty. It's all covered by Renewal by Anderson. And so give them a call, 222-8064. Again, 222-8064. And have them come out, take a look at it. They'll schedule a time for one of their design consultants to come in and meet with you. They'll give you a price that day that's good for a year. And then you can decide whether or not you want it done. And then they'll make the window and or door specifically for that opening. And then they're also the ones that install it. And again, that's Renewal by Anderson, RBAFLA.com. All right, so let's do an email question here. This comes to us from Karen. I will not read the entire email because it would probably take the rest of the show, but I will read the key elements. It says, I have a problem of sewer gas smell coming from the master toilet. In a nutshell, we have replaced the wax, replaced the Struder valve, and yet still the smell. The smell is not all the time. It fluctuates. Could it be we need an outlet of the toilet to the roof? And then there's a whole bunch of details of stuff that they've done in the past. So, so let's talk about that. So, understand that for sinks and for toilets, there's a ventilation system where air comes in so that the toilet will flush and the sink will drain. And then every toilet and sink has a P-trap, and water goes in that P-trap, and that's what actually stops the sewer gas from coming back up. And then what a Struder valve does, and I forget if it's pronounced Struder or Struder, but it's one of those two. I always forget if there's an R in it. But the Struder valve is a one-way air vent where if you have a toilet or a sink or something in an area where it cannot be ventilated to the outside, the idea is with the Struder valve is that the air will come in, but then there's a flap inside the valve that does not allow the sewer gas to actually escape. So if you have, or let's say, modifying a bathroom or something later on, or let's say that you have a sink and it's in an island area where there's not an area for there to be a drain, or for the pipe to be able to poke up through the roof, then a Struder valve is a way to get air in so that it functions properly without having to take the vent that pokes up through the roof. Now, typically, I find that the Studer valves work pretty well, especially if it's like a single sink or a single toilet. I have found that when there's multiple ones, if you have three or four all on a Studer valve, it's always better to have that pipe go up through the roof and poke out through the roof, so that way you're actually getting the air in, and at the same time, any gas that's up there can actually escape. So if there's a way to do a regular vent stack, I'm always going to prefer that as a as an option over the Studer valve. And so if there is a way, if there is a way for you to be able to remove the Studer valve and just do a vent stack that actually goes all the way up into the roof in that area and pokes out, then I would rather you do that. I have a feeling that's probably going to solve it, because understand that if the gas does escape when the vent goes through the roof, you don't know it, right? It just escapes outside and it's not a problem, right? It's above the ceiling, it's above the roof, and so it's outside. So who cares if it, if some of the gas escapes outside? When with a Studer valve, it's inside your home. So therefore, if it fails or if any sort of gas actually escapes, it escapes inside the home. So if there, I would much rather, if there's a way to ventilate it naturally, I'd rather do that. And so that's probably where I would look at. If all of this started though with a replacement of a toilet, it's possible that the P trap in the toilet is not functioning properly. You know, I have seen, you know, where sometimes if it's not level, or if the you know, there's something wrong with the design of the P-trap where the water's not sitting in there, then that could allow some of the gas to escape. So I may try just replacing the toilet with a different toilet, since this started with a toilet replacement. I may try just replacing that. But in general, if there is a way for it to be ventilated through a regular vent stack, I'm always going to choose that option. As opposed to the Studer valve. So thank you for that email question. I do appreciate it. If you want to email me one, you can do that at questions@universalroofjacks.com. Or if you want to give me a call with your home improvement questions, it's 340-1045. Again, 340-1045 with your home improvement questions. All right, that music means I need to take a quick break. When we come back, more home improvement talk. You're listening to In the House on News 104.5 WOKV.
You're listening to a special encore presentation of In the House with Ken and Jared.
Hey, hey, welcome back. In the House, your home improvement questions are answered right here, right now. Last chance to call if you want a question answered for this week, 340-1045. Again, 340-1045. Let's do another email question here. This comes to us from James. It says, I've been putting off remodeling my bathrooms for quite a while, but I think it's time. The first one I want to fix is the guest bath. It has a tub slash shower combination. The tub is in good shape, but it is pink. Do I have to remove the tub, or is there some way to change the color? Yeah, I mean, there are companies that will come in and actually there's a specific epoxy paint coating system that companies use in order to do that. There's a whole preparation that they do, and you know, they use a multi-part epoxy that actually is sprayed on, and it's pretty good. If it's a temporary thing, or if it's a guest room, or if it's a house that you're not going to stay in for a long time, those are all good options. If you're trying to do it reasonably and inexpensively, then it's not a bad option. Long term, you know, if this is a really nice house and you plan on staying there for a long time, I don't know that I would do it, but you can reglaze it, as a temporary measure is a good option. But there are companies that do it. There are some do it yourself ones, but I've never found that they work well. So I typically would not recommend that you do it yourself. The company that I've used in the past is called Duraglaze. That's the one that I've used in the past, and they did a good job. And they specifically, there was a house that that I had bought, and I knew that I was going to remodel that bathroom, but I didn't want to do it till later, and it was, you know, it was just ugly. And so we ended up, you know, reglazing it, and it bought me an extra 3 or 4 years. And during that 3 or 4 years, it was fine. Like, it, I mean, it was, you know, it looked good. It was white. And then same thing, my father-in-law has a condo down here, and didn't want to go to the expense of remodeling the bathroom, but it was pink. And so, you know, reglazing it is not a bad option. So Duraglaze is the company that I've used in the past, and I think that they do a good job. So thanks for that email question. I appreciate it. It is a, you know, not a bad option to do. Let's see. Let's do another email question here. I've got another one just came in. Says, I have a screened-in patio on the back of my house that was added a few years ago. It was installed by a pretty good company, but it still leaks every time that it rains. They've come back time after time, but they can't seem to fix it. They said it was in a lease roof. Help, please. Any ideas on how to stop it from leaking? I don't think that it was a lease. It's probably a leak. There's an insulated panel roof called an Elite panel. Elite is a brand name, so I don't know. It, you know, could be another manufacturer. It's actually called a sandwich panel, and basically what it is it's a layer of aluminum, and then there's polystyrene insulation, like foam, hardcore foam insulation, and then another layer of aluminum, and then it's a sandwich panel, which means that the insulation is sandwiched between the two layers of aluminum, and then there's a track. Each one has a kind of a ribbed panel to it, and they kind of slide in together. So if you have an aluminum structure patio roof that's insulated, then a lot of times that's what it is. It's called a pan roof or an elite roof or a sandwich panel roof. It's considered a temporary structure. The way it's designed is that those panels slide together, but it's not ribbed. It's not raised in that area. And so then you caulk that joint, or many times they'll put like an adhesive tape over the top of that joint. And those seams just leak over time. So the large majority of them end up leaking at some point. So regular maintenance to them is a good idea every few years, you know, resealing it or recaulking it. There are some fluid applied roofing systems that you can apply over the entire thing. But the problem with the Elite panels and any of those pan roofs, is that, you know, there's a very high percentage that you get moisture inside of them. So there's not, you know, a great options for those. 5 years ago, I actually had a really good option for it, but then that manufacturer was bought out, and the product quality ended up going down. So I don't have as good of a solution for those as what I used to, you know, even 5 years ago. But you're not the only one that has leaks with those, because, you know, a lot of them leak. So, you know, my heart goes out to you on that. I wish I had a good solution for you other than, you know, sealing it, and just doing regular maintenance. You know, there is a product called Geico that will work. But you know, even with that, it's, you know, there's not a great option. So sorry about that, but good luck with it. And so if you're thinking about replacing your roof, you have any sort of leaks on the outside of your home, need a roof repair, my business, Universal Roof and Contracting, we'd love to help you with that. Our website is universalroof.com. Our phone number is 495-0948. Again, 495-0948. If you're thinking about replacing your windows and doors, I want you to call Renewal by Anderson. Their phone number is 222-8064. Of course, both of those are area code 904, but it's 222-8064. Website is rbafla.com. Again, rbafla.com. You can give them a call to replace your windows and doors. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Show's called In the House every Saturday morning. Thank you so much for listening. God bless. See you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.